AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says cancerous lesions were removed from two spots on First Lady Jill Biden. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
Doctors at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center removed the cancerous lesions from above the 71-year-old First Lady's right eye and her chest. President Biden's doctor says both are confirmed to be the most common type of skin cancer and the most curable. It grows slowly and seldom becomes life-threatening. A third lesion on her left eyelid was being examined. The president went to Walter Reed with the First Lady this morning and spent much of the day there.
This is about his wife today. He wanted to be there to support her.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre notes the Bidens have been married 45 years. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The recovery has been slow after a computer outage forced the grounding of flights across the country. This passenger at Reagan National Airport in Washington was feeling
a lot of confusion, trying to figure out what I should do. Trying to get an answer from the airlines.
Heavy rains have eased in parts of California, but thunderstorms led a new atmospheric river into the northern half of the state. More than half of California's 58 counties have declared disaster areas from recent storms. Bills safety Damar Hamlin has been released from a Buffalo hospital. More than a week ago, Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest after making a tackle during a game in Cincinnati. The doctors who treated him there call it a remarkable recovery. Coach Sean McDermott says Hamlin's job now is to continue the recovery.
For us, as Damar's dad has said to us multiple times, and Damar has mentioned as well, it's, you know, they want us to go do our job, and that's what we've got to do.
The Bills are preparing to host their division rival Miami in a wildcard playoff game Sunday. The Dow finished up 268 points. This is AP News. The fate of a devastated salt mining town in eastern Ukraine hangs in the balance. Ukrainian forces are facing a Russian assault.
Though unlikely to provide a turning point in the war, Solidaire's fall to the Kremlin's forces after months of Ukrainian defense would be a battlefield milestone and offer Russian troops a strategic springboard for their efforts to encircle the nearby city of Bakhmut. However, a Ukraine spokesman says Russian claims of it conquering Solidaire were untrue. The general's staff had only listed the salt mining town among places still getting shelled by Russian forces. But a spokesman for the Russian private military contractor, the Wagner Group, says his forces had seized control of Solidaire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A 21-foot killer whale has died after beaching itself on the Atlantic coast on a beach in Palm Coast, Florida. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.